We're in Simin Shin Chaf. We're up to Sid Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Zeisim vanovim shenisrasku me'erev Shabbos. If you pressed your olives, you pressed your grapes well before Shabbos, and they keep dripping, so we already learned that if you have a grape sitting there and liquid drips out of it on Shabbos, it's aser midrabbanan. That liquid is aser. Here, the halacha is that if before Shabbos you squeezed it out, and therefore it'll keep coming by itself, since on Shabbos, if you would actually squeeze it, or it would at this point only be a drabbanon, if it came out on its own, they didn't make a gzeira. Vafilum lo nisrasku me'erev Shabbos. In a case where you didn't press them before Shabbos, but they're sitting in yesh yayin begigish anovim besolcha, they're sitting in a bunch of wine, afopi shanovim misbakim mishabbos, even though the grapes are breaking open on Shabbos, begigis in the barrel, and the grape juice will come out into it, mutter l'shtoso b'Shabbos. Shekol yayin ayotzi me'anovim misbatel b'yayin shebegigis. Because the wine will immediately become batel b'shishim. The halachi is that anything that will become, anything that where you have a taroves of iser and heter, and the iser is going to mix with the heter immediately, it never had an identity of its own. It, as soon as it comes out and becomes aser, it's already mixed with something else. The halacha there is that it is mutter, it's batel, and we don't say, wait till after Shabbos. It's a dover sheyesh lo matirin. Why rely on bitl if you can use it after Shabbos? A dover sheyesh lo matirin is only something that stood out on its own. Something that immediately got part of something else. There is no halacha of dover sheyesh lo matirin not being batel. What happens if the grapes are high up and they're spilling they're coming down into the barrel? That's not going to help you anymore because they do have an independent identity before they come down. The Mishnah Berurah says that you are allowed on Shabbos to put raisins into water and then drink what comes out of it, which is lightly flavored water. Sif Gimel. Chatzonim v'zogin, the grape seeds and the leftover skin of the grape after it's been pressed. Shenosna le'mayim lasos temed, that you put water on for it to form wine. Mutar limshoch u'lishtosam v'afilu lanosn behemayim. So you're allowed to allow it to drip off, and you're allowed to drink it. Even though you didn't put any water, even though the wine is coming out of it, the halacha is that you're allowed to drink it. What's the reason? Since these grapes have been pressed before Shabbos, we say that whatever comes out of them is mutter, because even if you would squeeze it out yourself at this point, it would only be over a drabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chai Adam that if you cut raisins in half, and you put water on them, and you squeeze the raisins to give flavor into the water, that is a chash of schita. It's only when it comes out on its own that we could be matir. Not if you're actually doing something to encourage the water with the wine to come out.